time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to the Progressive. Hashtag work from home. Okay. So, this age and maturity video, we're going to be discussing about ages 37 to 48. Remember the 12-year cycle, 37 to 48. These are really the maturing years of a person. Okay. Maturing into what? Into wisdom, into knowing your propensities, your dispensations, your obsessions and compulsions, your desires, your subconscious patterns. These are the years 37 to 48 that it will be revealed to you in one form or fashion. That depends upon a lot of complexities. We'll not get into that right now. We're talking about generics only. Okay? So keep watching and be patient and like, share, subscribe. Right, that's what it's all about. Finally, like, share, subscribe. Okay, keep watching. Take care and be safe. Okay, people, let's start. Okay, so we did up till 36. Now we start the first house from 37 years old, going to 38 years old in second house, 39 years old in third house, and so forth, right up till the 12th house, the Pisces, when you end up at 48. Okay, so now let's see this cycle, what it brings us. What kind of maturity does a human being get in this particular cycle of 12 years? Remember, each age, whatever you are transiting here, it affects a particular house also. If you have had 40 years, you are running the fourth house activation for yourself. Okay, so it's with everyone, everybody. This is common to everybody. So let's see first what happens. The age 36, which is the last one, I wanted to show it to you here because it continues more into this cycle of 12 years. Saturn matures. The most feared Saturn, the most feared malefic planet, the most feared karma, the lord of time and XYZ, everybody fears Saturn. But actually not that bad. Anyway, Saturn starts maturing at 36, which would be your 12th house, going to 37, 38, and 39. So look at the trends everywhere. I want you to use your intuition very strongly. So Saturn starts from the 12th house, and it's the Karaka or doer of the 12th house as well. And it starts its journey going up to first house, the self. 12th house to self. Self to second house, family, when you're 38 years old. Then to your third house, the house of communications. So Saturn takes this route to mature. Who does it affect, the Saturn maturity? It affects all ascendants, but most affected ones are Capricorn and Aquarius ascendants. Why? Because their first house is ruled by Saturn. So from the age of 36 to 39, the most affected people will be Aquarius and Capricorn ascendants. Aquarius obviously has Saturn plus Rahu, or the north node of the moon, but Capricorn is just pure Saturn there in the first house. So this is their journey from 36 to 39. Next, from 37 to 39, so it kind of overlaps with the Saturn there from there to there. Yes, so it overlaps the Saturn journey. So from 37 to 39, third house matures. Third house is what? Skills, communication, hobbies and interests. This is the group, age group, which really starts exploring their real hobbies. Till this time, you're not even mature. Remember, Saturn is maturing at this time. And Saturn is more of a handsy guy. Saturn is more of a hands-on kind of guy. He wants to physically actualize everything. into existence. So skill set will really start maturing. They start thinking, people will start thinking about their hobbies. What are their real interests in life? They'll start thinking about such kind of things in this particular age group from 37 to 39. Okay. And next, what happens after 37 to 39? 40 to 45. The fourth house matures. Fourth house stands for what? For home. For mother, for motherland, your home country, for house or real estate. You might even buy a house or real estate in this period or start seriously thinking about parking yourself somewhere. Okay? So, buying a permanent place of residence is what I mean. So, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. But you are transiting in these age group from the fourth house, going up till 5th house of education and creativity, 6th house of daily work, 7th house of spouse, 8th house of ups and downs, and 9th house of higher education. So you will be transiting all these aspects as well, which you will bring when you will consider going or buying your own house. Isn't that interesting? Okay. Next. From... we finished 40 to 45. Now we are in 46 to 51. What happens between 46 to 51? I have put in bigger letters 49, 50 and 51 because that's part of the next cycle, but it has to be mentioned here. 46 to 51 is a long time, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. So in this 6 years of a person's life, they will be thinking really about their creativity, education, creative intelligence, children and romance. But in this age group, what figures in this list? The most that will figure between 46 and 51 is the children. Because the children would have grown up by that time. They'll be probably in their teens if you got married at 20, right? So that's what we are considering when we say, and children's education, education of children, your own creative intelligence. Remember, we already finished maturing in terms of our hobbies. So you might actually take up a full-time hobby in this period. You might actually have romance and love affairs in this period, 46 to 51, because you're exploring that side of life. It's just exploring a side of life. Okay? And then in this age group, oh wow, this is the biggie. This is the biggie for everyone, all ascendants. 42 to 47, Rahu or the north node of the moon matures, which is about obsessions, compulsions, tendencies, unconscious patterns. So it affects all of the nodes because Rahu and Ketu, north node and the south node, is for every ascendant. Okay. But why does it affect Aquarius the most? If you recollect, Aquarius in the first house is co-ruled by Saturn and by north node. So most affected ones will be these, will be Aquarius people. So it goes from the 6th all the way to the 11th house. So from the house of work and loss and health issues, you will go all the way through spouse, through ups and downs, through knowledge, through career, and end up in the 11th house of gains. 11th house is of gains in social media. Okay? So this is the age of maturity when a person really understands why they were obsessive compulsive about a certain thing. By the time a person is 47, they have really understood, if they take time, of course. Otherwise, they will take just the next birth and move on to the next body and then go on and fulfill themselves in some other body somewhere else. Right? It's just that simple. So, this is the cycle of life for all those people who are between 37 and 48 years old. This is really the maturing cycle, I would call it, because Saturn and Rahu are very predominant aspects which are always hidden. Saturn is all about hidden things. Rahu is all about obsessive compulsive type behavior. You're obsessed about one thing or another, about cars, about houses, about accomplishment, about leadership, about money, about relationships. And it can be any kind of obsessive compulsive tendency that all human beings have, myself included. So that plays out and matures in this age group. Before that, a person has no idea whatsoever what the hell is going on in my life. They're just acting out on impulses. This is when the maturity comes of Rahu into play, which is a very biggie. So from 42 to 47, a lot of things happen in a person's life. A lot of things. This is where you start probably having the saying, life begins after 40, applies to this particular age group, 42 to 47. Alright, so if you have some obsessive compulsive thing going on or something going on in your life which you want consultation or something, get in touch with me. Just send me a message on Facebook or keep watching my channel and learn. This is supposed to be a self-learning exercise. You can go to any of the free websites, plot your graph of North Indian Diamond Style chart and see where you are in this whole age group cycle. Because what is it about finally, people? Finally, it is about evolutionary astrology. This is the evolutionary astrology playlist series where we talk about how you can evolve past your karma. It's not all about karma, karma, karma. That'll be really like living an animal existence. No, human beings are much more than that. They need to evolve personally and collectively. All right. So that's it, folks, for me, for this one. Keep watching. And like, share, and subscribe. Oh my, how can I forget that? Like, share, subscribe. All right. Take care and keep watching.